There has never been, nor will there ever be, an amount of money that can or will equate to a human life. I am pained, exhausted, as I'm sure you all who are listening to this are as well, that yet again, no justice for a life taken. Walls, apparently, sheetrock, plaster, paint, nails, is more important than the life of Black people. That's what we were basically told. The overwhelming thing about it is many of us were not surprised. We continue to stay hopeful. Every time it happens. Yet, when the verdict comes, we have this same gut-burning pain. We have tears that linger behind our eyelids because we already knew. Justice is just us. This does not happen to other people. And I found it super strange. What was it? 2 weeks ago or so, when the settlement happened. Because normally that happens after they've already made the decision that they're not going to indict. But see, they decided to flip the switch. Well, we gave you money. So, I mean, come on. What more do you want? We want justice. You can keep your money. You can't bring her back. You can't bring none of them back. So your dollars and cents mean nothing if we're going to keep going down the same exact road. I'm burning up with anger because yet again, we're in the same boat, same predicament. And what's even more infuriating is that this is not the end. We hope, we pray, we march, we cry, we sing, we plead, we scream, we shout, we do all of the things. And some hear us, some respond, some join the call for action. Yet the sum is not the many. It's not the overwhelming, because there are too many in power that override and overrule. I was on my Instagram and I was like, y'all need to listen to him. Plies, if you do not follow him on Instagram or his other social media, you need to, because he drops jewels. He drops dimes. And he posted, I think he tweeted it out first, but he also posted it on his Instagram, that we should not fall into their trap. How do you barricade your whole city? Put, board up buildings, lock up and cover up gas stations, close everything down, put in an emergency declaration, you put out a curfew a day before the indictment or lack thereof comes down because you want to protect the city. Sounds like you already knew. And you basically told us yesterday by doing all of that. I want to say we are not done. But family, pass this on to the ears that will listen and even those that will not. We cannot burn it down. Let's burn it down in a different way, not with literal fire. Let's make this vote happen. And I'm not just talking about the presidency. I'm talking about making the vote of change happen. We have to put feet to the ground and burn it up and make sure that our voices are heard. We can't keep crying. We can't keep having our kids and our aunts and our uncles and our brothers and our sisters and our husbands and our friends' names continue to become hashtags. We can't keep saying, "We're sorry that no justice was done for you." It is our responsibility for those of us who are still here, who still happen to have the breath in our lungs by the grace of God, that we activate. We have to be smarter than them. We have to respond. That's how change happens. And granted, it's not going to happen overnight. This is a long and hard battle that has to be fought, but it's going to take many and all of us for these changes to happen. If we want change and we want to stop crying and we want to stop having to march about the same thing every couple of months, every year, then we have to make it happen. We have to say, y'all didn't hear us before, but you will hear us now. We cannot become complacent. We have to fight. This is not over. Their names will not just be hashtags. The history books that they will write won't mention this. So the history books that we write and we create and we teach our children and all those who need to learn and know about what America really is, we'll speak on the injustices. But again, it is up to us. Do not fall into the trap of burning down, tearing down, and cutting up. We are so much better than that. They know it, and that's what they fear. We have to, if nothing else, prove to them that our lives matter, and we're going to show you how we affect full out change. We have to vote for a new president. We have to vote for Senate seats. We have to vote for justices, not only in the Supreme Court, but in our state and counties. We have to vote for the people that know our struggle, who are members of our fight, who stand with us and not against us, who don't talk out of both sides of their mouths. Do not fall for it. This is not over. We're not done. We're tired. So when I'm tired, I actually get more energy. I've been working on papers and just at it. And when my body feels so weak, like I just can't do no more, I get another boost. This is our boost. Let not their names be a hashtag in vain. Her name was Breonna Taylor. Hits hard for me. My daughter's name is Breonna, spelled differently, but her name is still Breonna. My mama's last name is Taylor. Have uncles, my brother, cousins, last name Taylor. It could have been any one of them. This is not over. We are not done. Make sure to pass this on to somebody that you know will listen and somebody that you know who won't. Rest in peace to every individual who has lost their lives to senselessness, to hate, to oppression, to just disrespect and all of the things. Your life mattered. Our lives matter. Black lives matter. This is not over. And that's just a few words.